Okay, so this is my question for you. You know, we've got this $40 billion civil trial that's starting up on Monday. Considering you were a family attorney for the Jacksons, if you were going to be in the courtroom on Monday, what sort of game plan would you have in laying out your case before the jury?
Well, first, I've made Katherine Jackson front and center, right by the jury where they can see her every day, all day. And she's going to be there all day, every day. That's the first thing. Opening statements would be, basically, this is not a trial about Michael Jackson. This is a trial about the employment contract of Dr. Conrad Murray, who we all know was the reason why Michael Jackson died. Was he an employee of AEG? Was he being paid by him? Was it contemplated he would be paid by him? And who was basically giving him his instructions? And basically to tell the jury, we have the evidence to show you right down the line, Dr. Conrad Murray was an employee of AEG. And I would hit that home and I would tell that jury up front, don't let them fool you. Don't let them throw paternity issues, the children, his lifestyle, his recklessness. Don't let them throw anything at you about Michael Jackson. This trial is not about Michael Jackson. This trial is about Dr. Conrad Murray. And that's, I'd play hard and down the line.
Deborah, you know the folks for AEG are going to be hitting it hard in the other direction, saying, listen, there's got to be some sort of personal responsibility here, too, with his issues with drugs that stem back from that horrible accident that he had making that commercial. What would you say to that?
AEG has been playing it hard, and they've been playing it fast and cutthroat from the very beginning. That's what the corporation does. They basically say it is a black and white letter law. Was there a written employment agreement here? And they're going to tarnish and taint the jury or attempt to do so by saying Michael Jackson was a mess of problems his entire life. Michael Jackson, right down to the last moments of his breath, had full responsibility of how he was living his life. But this is not the story. And having been a former Jackson family attorney, I know from the inside out that this was a tight-knit family. And while there might have been issues of intervention and drug usage, in the end, Michael Jackson didn't die by Michael Jackson's hands. Michael Jackson died by Conrad Murray's hands and practices. And that's what the Jackson family will have to focus on, and AEG will focus on Michael Jackson. But, you know, Michael Jackson is loved by the public, and a jury in the end is going to see, in my opinion, that whether or not he had problems, that doctor took control of him. And that doctor was the reason he died.
You know, and there was also some other stuff, because I was at the pretrial motions this past week, and there was a lot of talk about the conflicts of interest that could have been there that tied Murray's hands in a lot of ways. Essentially, that third-party contract that gets in the way of, you know, him taking that Hippocratic oath about taking care of his patient.
You're absolutely on target with what you're saying, but you're not dealing with a bench trial. You're dealing with a jury of a number of people who are human beings, and they could be as black and white as they want, but in the end, the emotion is going to rule as to who was taking care of Michael and who was paying that individual and who allowed him to be in Michael Jackson's environment as far as a doctor. While Michael Jackson may have some culpability in terms of the choices he made, these choices were ratified by AEG.
Which is why, as an attorney, you would say Katherine Jackson front and center so they could see it. This is a mother grieving her son, no matter who she is.
Right down to the very last closing arguments, Katherine Jackson will be front and center. And mark my words, Katherine Jackson's presence and her status as the matriarch of the Jackson family, she will be the reason why I believe the jury will rule for her.
And the other question, too, you know, they have a huge witness list. What do you think is going to hold a lot of weight? Do you think his kids are going to hold a lot of weight in this case?
Well, it's a matter of having hundreds of people on a witness list and how many do you call? Because similar to the child molestation trial, you had a lot of people on a witness list. In the end, you had to cover the bases. But in the end, what did you need? Every day is going to be a different litmus test. It's going to be, have we had enough witnesses and evidence to prove this element? Did we